Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy
Hello everyone, this is Vicky, and welcome back to another episode of Japan Top 10. I think this episode we have an exciting artist, don't we, Andy?
Yes, we do. We are very excited to introduce our listeners to, or maybe reintroduce or revisit, the Let's Go's for the October 2025 Artist of the Month.
So have you ever heard of this band before?
You know, I'm a little embarrassed. I feel this is like a recurring theme. I'm always like acting brand new. I'm like, I've never heard. Frankly, I haven't. And I was really, it was such a treat to get to learn about their discography and their vibe. But are you familiar with the Let's Go's?
Just a little bit, but I'll get into it later.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. But I mean, for others like me who might not be completely initiated with the Let's Go's, they are a Tokyo-based three-person band that formed in 2006. The band was originally started by guitarist and vocalist Coco. She went to a lot of live music venues while studying abroad in America, and there she saw all kinds of bands and was inspired to start a band all of her own. So she found a website full of people looking for bandmates and came across a post by Sari, the original bassist for Let's Go's.
The post said, "I want to play rock and roll that's fun and makes you want to dance," along with examples of the kind of band they wanted to be in.Drawn to the post, Coco reached out and they formed the band after her return in 2006. The Let's Go's have experienced several lineup changes since then, with the current lineup being Coco, Manami on bass, and Amichi Sparkle on drums.
Amichi Sparkle is a beautiful name. Amichi. So their debut album, Let's Go with the Let's Go's, was released in 2009, and it was followed up with Reamp in, that's all caps for, I didn't convey that well, but Reamp in 2011. They have continued with live performances, tours, singles, mini albums, and full albums ever since, showing no sign of stopping or slowing down.
With nearly two decades of fiery performances behind them,Now's the perfect time to dig into their standout tracks and meet one of Japan's coolest punk trios, which I'm psyched. So,
me too. Let's ride the wave. Let's ride that high octane. Our listeners are definitely going to be taken for a high speed trip through the Let's Go's today because they keep it going.
Yeah, ikimasho.
Ikimasho for sure.All right, well, without getting further into our Let's Go's deep dive, we have a few announcements for some of our listeners. Are you in an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music? And are you looking to be featured on our podcast? If you are, feel free to reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp. That is spelled haleyg@jtop10.jp. We would be so happy to feature you in a future episode. And honestly, you know, I feel like you would fit right in with this frenetic, awesome energy that we're experiencing with the Let's Go's. So for more information, check out the website at jtop10.jp for more information. All right, well, let's start off with one of my favorite tracks, actually, that we are going to feature, but it is the first one of the episode, Summer Girl.
Cinderella
That again was Summer Girl. Now, this song was originally released in 2013 as a single, with the music video following. The song was then included on their third album, I Hate the Let's Go's, which was released on January 20th, 2016, as they began their 10th anniversary celebration.
I Hate the Let's Go's was the band's first album in almost 5 years. The album title may seem a little odd, but former bassist Mi explained that the name comes from the idea that they have a feeling that they wanted to convey was actually love, but that it's love so much that it's hate.
Wonderful. And since their last album, they had had many difficulties and even arguments, but it all comes together for the best part. Of course, standing on stage and performing together as a trio. Yeah, this song, I was so caught off guard by the beginning of this song because they do a little a cappella moment.
Yes, I was caught off guard. I was like, wait a second. This is something I haven't heard in other songs.
Yeah, and it was nice. I like when bands kind of flex that they can do other things and not just, you know, aren't just one note or anything like that. Of course, you know, after the opening segment, then it jumps kind of into that more, if you want to say, beach rock or surfer rock type deal, a bit more up-tempo again, but I still like that. And it does feel kind of like a eulogy of sorts to summer in my mind. Maybe I'm just projecting my current reality onto this song, but yeah.
But I also feel it as well because, you know, summer's ending and then boom, fall. So it's like, hey, summer, just a few more days. Please, just a few more days.
Just a few more days. Our summer girl.
Yeah, I just want to hit the beach again, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I mean, it was warm enough this weekend to do so. So I'm going to enjoy it until we can't. We're going to be summer girls with the let's goes until full pumpkin spice rolls in.
Hey. But before we move on, we have an announcement. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture and want to join Andy and yours truly, then this will really be a great opportunity. So, we have a few more great songs. Next, we have Mo Jitu Shite Rarenai. Just listening to Mo Jitu Shite Rarenai, or We Can't Be Still Anymore. This is a song on the Heibon Cherry album. The song was written by Coco and inspired by her, Sakura, and Mariko Mariko, the band members at the time. Though she started by just focusing on Sakura, who seemed like there were so many things she wanted to do after joining the band, and she couldn't sit still. But about halfway through, Coco shifted gears and decided to write it focusing all on herself.
She said that she felt like she was returning to feelings that she'd already felt, feelings of starting a band from scratch, similar to going back to basics. And she did her best to put those feelings into the song.
The original version of the song had elements of heartbreak, but it didn't quite feel right with the lineup they had. So Coco changed it into something she felt fit them better.
The song was written with the themes of, quote, I can't hold back, I want to stand out, and I want to break out of this suppressed world. Yeah, I think mission accomplished, not to just wholesale, you know, glom onto what the artist has said about their own track. But yeah, I feel I get that. And I get that kind of frenetic energy of like not being able to sit still and wanting to do all of these things.
Exactly. And I like the energy that it's not just, you know, they're most chaotic, but it's also not on the low end of their energy. It's like right in the middle, but you still get that energy of like, hey, let's get moving, you know?
Yeah. And I will always hearken back if there's a video or something to reference. The video is so cute. It features like images of the band doing, you know, different tours or performances. It's like behind the scenes images, but then little video clips as well. And it's so charming. I'm very charmed by the Let's Go's. And I think if anything, if you watch this video, even if you're not, you know, necessarily attuned to their sound or like a big fan of the type of music they make, you will watch this video and just be so endeared by these girls rocking out and being cool and having fun.
Exactly. Likewise, because they just, it doesn't seem like they're in a band to be in a band. It seems like they're in a band to have fun and to make good music, you know?
And to make good music. And that's when you make the best music, because everyone can feel how much fun you're having. So that is such a Let's Go's energy, I feel. But we will jump back into the Let's Go's in just a moment. We have another advertisement for some of our listeners. So if you are wanting to advertise on our podcast, market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will, of course, fit your company's budget. So if that sounds interesting to you, I think it should. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp. All right. Well, we are careening towards the end of our time with the Let's Go's, which I guess is a good time to bring it back to the refrain of our episode. With that, here's Refrain by the Let's.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Let's go. Well, that was Refrain. And Refrain is Let's Go's actually most recent original release. It was released alongside the single Time Machine on August 1st of this year, so not too long ago. A 7-inch vinyl record version was also made available for pre-order at the same time as the release and shipped off around the 18th.
This single was the first song to be released with the current lineup. Coco on guitar, Manami on bass, and Amichi Sparkle as the new drummer.
To celebrate the release of the 7-inch vinyl, a release party was held in the coolest place in Tokyo, Shimokitazawa, specifically Shimokitazawa Shelter, on August 17th, though tickets to the event sold out long before the day of the event. Not to harken back to the music video again immediately after, you know, breaking into Refrain, but this one is so cute because the kind of storyline that is being portrayed in the video is basically Amichi Sparkle's like introduction to the band and the other two members kind of like onboarding her into the Let's Go's.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
Exactly.
It's so cute.
I was just like, wait. Oh, we have a new band member. I see. That was how I was watching it.
It was so cute. And it ends with kind of this signature style that they have, this kind of 80s. It's almost, if anyone has seen Urusai Yatsura, which is an 80s Japanese anime, of course. It has Lum, who's like that bikini clad blue haired alien girl. They're kind of like done in the style of this, and it has a pretty extensive animation of them on stage, and it's just super charming and fits the overall good time vibes that I think Refrain sonically has as well.
Exactly. It does. It's in the wavelength of similar vibes. But yeah, I wish I could see them live again. Okay. Here's our second time where we're like, okay, so they performed in Loft, and then okay, they performed here. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to make a map.
we're gonna make a map. We're gonna become groupies of the Let's Go's.
Exactly. But before we become groupies, we have two announcements. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
And in just 2 weeks from now, Kusei will bring you the latest top 10 countdown with all the Japanese hits for October 2025. So please tune into that and get your notebooks ready. I know at least I can't say anything for sure, but probably the new Utada Hikaru and Kenshi Yonezu,
fingers crossed,
song that just released will probably be up there, I'm assuming. I don't know. Both of those people always pull in huge numbers of streams and downloads. But yes, anyways, in 2 weeks, please look forward to maybe hearing those hits on the October 2025 Top 10 Countdown.
In the meantime, we have one more song for you. And that would be Bamboo Moon.
Once upon a time, there was an old man. He went gathering firewood in the mountains and came upon a big bamboo dazzling in the wood. He split the bamboo.
You were just listening to Bamboo Moon. The Mutants are a musical supergroup that is centered around Christ Constantinou of The Wolfman, Rats Gabies of the Damned, and Paul Fraser of Never Not Nothing. With them at the head, they bring in guest musicians to play songs together, focusing on punk.
In 2015, they released an album called Tokyo Nights, where they teamed up with Japanese musicians, all with the intention of learning more about artists that achieve cult status outside of Japan, as well as bands and music that did not get much further than the live music house scene.
Bamboo Moon is the song on the album that features the Let's Go's. Like all of the songs on the album, it was recorded live in Tokyo. The album as a whole was a success, featuring many generations and several genres to match the atmosphere of underground music in Tokyo.
Now, I hate to say this because I think this is probably the song that sounds the least like anything else we've heard up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
This was my favorite song. It was so good.
I was going to say that too, that it was my favorite song. So, okay, we're in agreement. Okay.
We are. I mean, that, of course, this is still the talent. You know, obviously, the Let's Go's recorded this and, you know, came up with this song. So it is still them, but it's so mellow and, like, it has such a beautiful atmospheric quality. And it just reminds me a lot of the kind of, like, late 60s rock that I personally really enjoy, and it was so cool to hear them in that flavor of genre.
Exactly, because it, as previously mentioned, it does bring back some nostalgia. It feels like every song they do, they harken back to something while adding their own flair. So it's like this one was like, whoa, there we have something a little different, but it's a good different.
A good different for sure. So I'm glad that we both clocked that. We were like, yeah, this feels different, but it is so good. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this journey throughout the Let's Go's. It feels like it went over in a blur, but you know, I think that's how the Let's Go's would have it. They are just a group of go-getter gals. So
exactly. And if you can see them live, please do. And if you do see them live, you're very lucky. Please let us know.
Yes, definitely. So until next time, we hope that you have a wonderful start to your fall and look forward to the upcoming Japan Top 10 Countdown with Kusei in a few weeks here for October 25. But until then, enjoy the beginning of fall and keep safe.
See you. Mata ne.
Ja ja ne. Bye-bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.